And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is the show with Jen and Truda for Monday, March 19th. KU and K-State going to the Sweet 16. For KU, is an 83-79 win over Seton Hall on Saturday in Wichita in an NCAA tournament second round game. The Jayhawks will play Clemson on Friday in Omaha. K-State back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2010. The ninth-seeded Wildcats advanced with a 50-43 win over Maryland, Baltimore County in the NCAA tournament in Charlotte. K-State will face Kentucky on Thursday night in Atlanta. Mizzou and Wichita State were one and done in the NCAA tournament.
K-State, the most hated team in America, according to USA Today, because they beat UMBC, who was the Cinderella, everybody's darling.
You must be Cinderella. I believe that's officially what it stands for.
Right.
First 16 over a one, but then K-State comes back and wins. It was such a win-win, because I was like, well, if K-State wins, that's great. Of course, I want a Kansas school to go.
Right.
But if the Cinderella team wins, I'm good with that,
too. It'd
be
even better.
Yeah.
Sure.
So K-State makes it. New research has confirmed that being a mother is actually more work than a full-time job. The survey of 2,000 American moms of children ages 5 to 12, conducted by juice company Welch's, analyzed moms' weekly schedules. The average daily start time for a mom, 6:23 a.m., much earlier than when most people start their working day. Once she's finished all her work, whether career or parenting-related, she ends her work at 8:31 p.m. Not many other jobs require a 14-hour working day, and most moms have to keep that schedule up every single day of the week. And if you bought some Powerball tickets, make sure you check them. So first of all, a single ticket sold in Pennsylvania matched the drawing for an estimated $456 million. But there were other tickets that scored big payouts as well. A ticket sold in Texas won $2 million, and then one ticket sold in California and one in Missouri matched the numbers for a $1 million payout.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning, everybody. It's Jen and Truda, KC1021, and it is raining outside. It's cold, so we'll give you free stuff.
And it's spring break for a bunch of kids. Today's their first day on spring break, and they get rainy, cold junk.
Ooh.
Up for grabs, Mavericks tickets or KC Rep Theater tickets. We just need the correct answer to this question. A new study found that 64% of Americans over 18 had had this the day before. So they take the survey. What are the majority of them having the day before that?
Okay. All right. So my first day back in a while, I've got to remember how to do all this stuff.
The
all
button
right?
there yeah. on the phone.
All right, let's figure this out. Let's go to Olathe. And here's Frank. Good morning, Frank. You're up first with a guess.
Good morning. I'm going to say fast food.
Oh, that's a great guess. Not it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. Okay, thank you.
You're on the right track.
All right, Lenexa, Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think? What's your guess?
I'm thinking coffee.
It is coffee.
Uh-huh.
Yep. 64% of Americans age 18 or over had at least one cup of coffee on the previous day, and that was up from the year before when just 62% had had a cup the day before. I'm already on my third cup this morning.
Yeah, I'm moving on to my second, so.
Good for you.
Oh, you people.
I'm telling you.
But when did
early.
You start drinking coffee?
College.
It was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, in college, and then I right into radio. I was working overnights and super early mornings, so anything I could get. Black coffee, mm-hmm. latte, whatever I could get that was caffeinated.
Yeah.
All right. I was with my grandma. She made it great.
Oh, grandma coffee. That's the best.
Of course.
All right, would you like some Mavericks hockey tickets, or would you like KC Rep Theater?
The theater.
Okay, done. Joey, hook her up with those tickets.
All right, good job, Christina. Thank you. And we've got more stuff coming up, including day one of the adult Easter egg hunt.
Your chance to win a stay in a huge treehouse down at Branson Cedars Resort.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's the Bare Naked Ladies. It's my stadium, home of the Robbie. I was in California. I saw the Seven Veils. Girls, girls, girls. It was in the Motley Crue, you know, girls, girls,
yeah.
girls sort of thing.
Yeah.
I was like, there it is, Sunset Strip, everybody.
I hope that at some point this morning you are going to share with everyone your extremely embarrassing moment that happened in front of a very big celebrity in Hollywood. Because I was telling everybody, I've got the screenshots to prove it. I know what happened. And if you don't share the story this morning at some point, I will share it for you.
I was a complete idiot. You know, after 7 o'clock, when more people are awake, I don't know why. I'll wait for that, but I will share, I suppose. Addie made it even stop by this morning. She's off of school today.
Oh, okay.
And so she was like, I want to come in and talk about our trip. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, whatever. We'll see if you actually wake up. I don't know. I doubt it.
You were on on the sets of TV shows, you're meeting celebrities. That's a pretty great spring break you
had. It was, making complete ass of myself in front of Dave Koechner. I mean, just could not have been any awesomer.
And what was better was that it was day one. It's not like you made it into the trip.
Absolutely.
It was 5 minutes out in LA and you've already thoroughly embarrassed yourself in front of a big celebrity.
All right, so I'll have the full story about an hour from now. How about that? All right, you twist my arm.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The last actual night that we were in Los Angeles, we went to Wahlburgers.
Oh.
The Marky Mark, the family burgers place.
Cheeseburgers, fries, what'd you have?
We had so many burgers there. I have the double hot dog.
Okay.
The double chili dog.
Yeah?
Yeah. And no Marky Mark sighting.
No Donnie?
No. In fact, Danielle asked for it.
Yeah.
They're like, "Will you have anything else with your meal?" And she goes, "Is Mark back there?" And the girl goes, "Don't we all wish?"
Celebrating birthdays today. Tony and Emmy Award-winning actress Glenn Close is 71. From Die Hard, Moonlighting, and a whole bunch of other amazing things, actor Bruce Willis is 63 today.
Yeah.
And yesterday, singer Adam Levine of Maroon 5 turned 39. Black Panther, still number one in the U.S. and Canada. The Disney Marvel superhero flick earned an additional $27 million this weekend for a grand North American total of $605 million since its release 5 weeks ago. Black Panther also closing in on just over $1 billion in ticket sales worldwide. Coming in second is the debut of the new Lara Croft film Tomb Raider, which sold $24 million worth of tickets in its first week in theaters. And then rounding out this week's top five, I Can Only Imagine, A Wrinkle in Time, and Love, Simon. Clarissa Explains It All may be rebooted with original star Melissa Joan Hart. The Nickelodeon sitcom centered on 14-year-old Clarissa, who battled the everyday problems of a teenage girl. The reboot will see Hart return as Clarissa, but this time around, she will play the mom of the family.
Oh, man. It's like Boy Meets World and all those other ones. Now we have to play moms?
Oh, no.
These are girls I crushed on.
And my
now
people,
we're moms.
I'm this close to being the grandma. I mean, as I'm watching March Madness over the weekend, and I'm starting to see that, you know, when they show the parents and the audience, I'm like, oh, I could be the parent now. Like, I'm in that realm.
Sure you are. We just don't want to think of ourselves like that.
No. 42, still young. On April 6th, two new albums are going to be released with contemporary artists paying tribute to the songs of Elton John. Revamp is going to feature pop artists like Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus, and this updated version of Don't Go Breaking My Heart. This is Demi Lovato and Q-Tip.
Okay, well, that's different.
I don't know that I'm excited about this particular song, but I am excited to hear the rest of the album. And very excited to see Elton John when he comes to Kansas City next year if I can get my hands on some tickets.
Oh, I severely doubt that, but he is turning over in his duck suit right now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is Monday, March 19th, spring break for a lot of people. Some of us back from spring break, KU and K-State heading to the Sweet 16. For KU, it was an 83-79 win over Seton Hall on Saturday in Wichita in an NCAA tournament second round game. Jayhawks will play Clemson on Friday in Omaha. K-State back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2010. The ninth-seeded Wildcats advanced with a 50-43 win over Maryland, Baltimore County in the NCAA tournament in Charlotte. That was the scrappiest, ugliest basketball game I think I may have ever seen.
Oh, yeah. You think so?
Both teams wanted it so badly. They were so...
Nobody was scoring. It was crazy.
No. K-State ends up winning. They will face Kentucky on Thursday night. Mizzou and Wichita State were one and done in the NCAA tournament. How does your bracket look? My husband had Arizona winning the entire thing. That's a problem.
Yeah, for a brief second, I was second place yesterday.
Yeah.
I had picked all of the Sweet 16 teams except three.
Wow.
And then North Carolina lost.
Yes.
And that was my national champion. So, my bad.
Joey, how you doing?
I forgot to fill one out completely, so I guess I'm doing just as well as I would have if I would have filled it out.
Right. You had... K-State and KU, I'm sure, in the Sweet 16.
Here's a little pump-up, by the way, if you want some extra in-depth information about the local teams and the brackets and all that good stuff, then check out the Monday Funday podcast that Shaylee and I do with Mike Keller.
Yeah.
It is the big sports podcast that comes out every Monday. It'll be right there in your iTunes or Facebook later on today.
How much money does it take to achieve personal happiness? $95,000 seems to be the perfect salary for personal satisfaction. That's according to researchers at Purdue University and the University of Virginia, who surveyed nearly 2 million people. They found that individuals making that amount each year are best able to balance their work and personal lives. The study also suggests that earning between $60,000 and $75,000 lends to emotional well-being. In the U.S., the average household income is about $65,000, and 75% of workers earn less than $75,000.
Well, so that's why we cry all the time.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. We don't have that personal satisfaction.
Right.
And authorities on Long Island say a woman pulled up to a window Friday morning, ordered a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Now, Elizabeth Ildefonso wasn't at a fast food restaurant, though. She was at a correctional facility and allegedly drove up to the security booth there, the Riverhead Correctional Facility in Suffolk County, to place her order. On closer inspection, deputies say the woman had dilated glassy eyes and white powder on her nose. She failed a sobriety test and was arrested.
Oh, you think?
That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
Whoa!
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's time for another clue.
Find the missing Easter egg and win a weekend stay in a luxury treehouse.
From Branson Cedars Resort and KC1021.
I'm coming up on the show in about 20 minutes. I'm going to tell my stories of Hollywood. I embarrassed myself in front of a celebrity.
On day one, which is impressive.
Yeah, it just got worse from there. But first, we have this clue.
In Harrisonville, you're too far away. You got to go north to continue to play.
All right, let's see. 816-576-7102. Neil from Overland Park is our first guesser in this entire contest. Neil, based on that clue, do you have any guess as to where the Easter egg may be hidden?
How about Peculiar, Missouri?
That is incorrect. I am sorry. That is not where the Easter egg is. But we'll hook you up with a little consolation prize. You stay on the line. Joey will give you some tickets, all right?
Okay, very good. 125. This afternoon is your next chance.
And then 425, Natalie Rush will have another clue. By the way, we are putting each day's clues up on Facebook. So make sure you go to the KC1021 Facebook page. Give us a like so each day you can see those clues. They're only staying up for one day, and then they go away.
If you remember last year, we gave away these tree houses. These things are awesome. I mean, supremely cool.
I have been there. They are ginormous. They sleep up to 8 people. And so it looks cool because the setting is serene and quiet and beautiful from the outside, like the wraparound porch. Mm-hmm. But inside, you've got stainless steel. You've got jacuzzi jetted tubs.
Like, nice.
Camping at its finest at Branson Cedars Resort.
You can take a bunch of people with you, or you can just save it for yourself. How about that?
See all the pictures and get all the details at KC1021.com.
All right. They didn't even tell me where they hid this Easter egg, folks. I've been gone.
That's right.
I missed the pink show as well. I heard that was great.
It was incredible.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Oh, so it was hard to come back after a week in California.
And you had a nice long spring break. But the very first day, I got a text. Sound like something pretty embarrassing happened to you.
I can't believe this. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had David Koechner on before I left and before we did all the spring break stuff. And David was the Grand Marshal in the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Sure, you know him from Anchorman, Superior Donuts. He's been in a million TV shows and movies.
This guy has done everything,
yeah.
Right? So on the show, on air, I asked him if we could visit the set of his CBS sitcom, Superior Donuts. And he was like, yeah, come on down.
Great.
So off the air, I got his number. I got his assistant's number. We were starting to put plans into motion, hooking things up. I text him when I landed in L.A. We're trying to figure out what times to show up. And I was very excited that we were communicating by text and figuring all this stuff out. So Tuesday morning or Monday morning, very first day, we decided we're going to go to breakfast at this great diner. And he had just been texting me that morning saying, hey, my assistant will get back to you. We'll figure all this stuff out. She'll tell you when to show up to the lot, where to go, etc.
Sure.
Well, we go to this great diner. We're having an awesome breakfast. I'm taking pictures out the wazoo, and I'm sending them back home to my mom. And I thought it was funny that I had been sitting there. I had, like, I text my mom these pictures, of Addie, and I never heard back from her.
And parents respond incredibly quickly to grandchild pictures. I can tell you that from experience.
Yeah.
Within 30 seconds, grandma is responding.
No question. So we went about half the day. We went to the Universal theme park that day, so we were busy. And about 6 hours later, I'm going, you know, my mom never responded to that text. That was really weird. And so I looked on my phone, and I realized I had texted David Koechner the pictures of our breakfast. And Addie's sitting there with the big old sausage and pancakes going, hey, look at this. We're at the Good Neighbor Diner in L.A. And I'm like, are you I mean, I facepalmed so bad.
And now Koechner's going, I gave this guy my number just to come see the show. And now he thinks we're best friends.
Oh, yes. And Danielle's like, you moron. He totally thinks now that you're going to send him pictures. And I had sent this big text with the pictures, like, having breakfast now. And then we're going to Universal. And we're going to do this later. We're going to do all that. You know, I'm giving mom the travel log, except I had sent it to Koechner. And so he never responded.
Of course not.
And a little bit later during the day, his assistant finally got back to me. And so I text him. And Danielle was like, you better tell him that you messed up. And so I said, hey, Sophia sent me the info. And by the way, that text was meant for somebody else this morning. I'm not going to send you a travel log of California. And he just writes back, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, sorry for the pics of my kid eating breakfast, Mr. Celebrity.
But I will tell you what, Tuesday, and if maybe I'll tell the story next hour, but we got to the set of Superior Donuts. It is CBS Television Center in Los Angeles. It was amazing, and he was fantastic.
And Judd Hirsch and Katie Segal are all there.
All right there. Yes.
You ate craft services with some of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
I did. I had to tell Katie Segal that I ate all of her pigs in a blanket.
No, so is that what they had?
The stupidity didn't end.
What was on the set food-wise?
They, you know, Koechner came in and said they roll out food. If food disappears, they bring new stuff.
And they
if something runs out, they had crab cakes, they had beef tips, they had salmon, they had sliders, pigs in a blanket. I mean, once a thing got emptied, they just brought something new out.
See, all these celebrities, and I'm worried about what they were eating. What did you eat?
Exactly. It was awesome. It was so freaking cool. But yeah, this was after I had texted him our...
Right. Meanwhile, he's over there next to Judd Hirsch going, don't give him your number.
Yeah.
He'll think you're coming to his house.
What am I going to do?
Thanks for representing Kansas City.
It was my stupid phone. I hit the one. It just, you know, you hit the thing and it just bounces to the screen next to you.
The old accidental text.
My mom, she was right under the David Koechner line. It was, how stupid I would felt. All right. Third Eye Blind here. More stories from California. I embarrass myself in other ways.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
If you bought some Powerball tickets, make sure you check them. You didn't win the big one because there was a single ticket sold in Pennsylvania that matched the drawing for an estimated $456 million. But there were other tickets that scored big payouts as well. There was a ticket sold in Texas that won $2 million, and one ticket sold in California, and one in Missouri that matched the numbers for a $1 million payout. KU and K-State go into the Sweet 16. For KU, it was an 83-79 win over Seton Hall on Saturday in Wichita. Jayhawks will play Clemson on Friday in Omaha. K-State back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2010. The ninth-seeded Wildcats advance with a 50-43 win over Maryland, Baltimore County in the NCAA tournament in Charlotte. K-State will now face Kentucky on Thursday night in Atlanta. You were saying earlier they are now the most hated team because everybody wanted the Cinderella story.
They did. UMBC was everybody's favorite Cinderella, and USA Today labeled K-State the big villain of the tournament, which I don't think is the case. There's still some good Cinderellas out there.
And it was such a fun game to watch. It was ugly basketball.
Oh, it was, yeah.
But both teams were so scrappy, and they both wanted it so badly, and K-State just ends up on top with the win.
I mean, was there a stretch of 8 minutes where nobody scored? I mean, literally nobody scored.
And everybody's on the floor. They're at no point. Someone's just diving. Ball, scoot, boot, stave, everything. everything. Just a mess of basketball.
Is it the boot scooting boogie?
That's exactly what it was.
Brooks and Dunn were there.
And how it ended up was a 50-43 boot scoot is what it was. Missouri and Wichita State won and done in the tournament. New research has confirmed that being a mom, actually more work than a full-time job. I could have told you that. The survey of 2,000 American moms of children aged 5 to 12, which was conducted by Welch's, analyzed the weekly schedules. The average daily start time for a mom, 6:23 a.m., much earlier than when most people start their workday. Once she's finished with all of her work, whether it's career or parenting related, moms end their workday at 8:31 p.m. Not a whole lot of other jobs require a 14-hour working day. Most moms have to keep up that schedule every day of the week. In total, that makes a mom's working week a whopping 98 hours. Mm. Yep. And it pays oh so well.
Oh, yeah.
Hugs and kisses all for you. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
But you wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, would you?
I mean, sometimes, but not most of the time. Don't ask me at the end of spring break.
How'd that staycation go, huh?
We had good days and some long days.
I'm sure.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I gotta be honest, I mean, I kind of missed you guys last week, but not really.
That hurts.
But that sounds about right.
Yeah, well.
You're wearing shorts, you're in California, you're hanging out with celebrities. Yeah, I wouldn't miss us.
I missed you as people.
I was dealing with our computer being fried and playing 3 hours of commercials straight in a row. Thanks for that. That was a good morning.
She texts me, it's 5 in the morning California time. I'm like, what the hell you want me to do?
He doesn't do anything when he's in Kansas City.
Fix
you text
I know,
him.
Exactly.
Fix this. So who had the lamest spring break while we were all off last week? The winner is paired up with a listener who's on the phone. They will win a $25 Hobby Lobby gift card.
All right.
Shaylee, let's start with you. How was your week last week?
It was pretty good. I had a birthday.
Yeah?
You got me a giraffe for
my
birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated birthday, by
thanks.
The way. I have a card for you.
From last year. That doesn't count.
2 years ago. Was it last year?
Yes.
I got to meet a baby giraffe. Uh-huh. And it was the best day ever. And I went to Pink. And then my best friend came to town. And we went to Miranda Lambert last night.
Ah,
or
Saturday
night. Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
You got to meet Miranda Lambert. You get to meet everybody.
I did. It was pretty cool. She liked my shirt.
She was married to Blake Shelton.
Yeah. We didn't bring up the boys. I thought that might be awkward.
Yeah, that might be weird.
Sorry. Miranda was the better of that couple anyway.
I mean, I thought so.
Joey, how was your spring break?
Stop it.
You know, it was relaxing. I mean, saw Pink on Thursday.
Sure.
Absolutely incredible. And I'll be honest, we got a little nice ticket upgrade. Mm-hmm. And very close to the stage, you could feel the fire during Just Like Fire.
Yeah, you could.
It was amazing. I mean, it was really relaxing. I got to watch college basketball and Jessica Jones. So that was the highlight of my spring break, as well as people watching on St. Patrick's Day in the parade. And
I'm sure that was great.
Oh, yeah. I saw a man in his 60s either get mad at Power and Light. He was mad at either the security guard or a baby in a stroller. I still don't know which one. The security guard and I were talking. I don't know if he knew what that guy was mad about.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. It was 4:30 p.m.
Why was there a baby in a stroller in the Power and Light District on a St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
There's
a lot
of questions.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
they probably were going to go eat. I don't know if they were going to Miranda.
Well, mine was similar to Shaylee. She and I both got to go to the zoo and see the new baby giraffe, who is adorable, but her mom is very protective, and it was very intimidating.
Oh, yeah?
But a very cool experience. We did the whole staycation thing. We went to Science City, the zoo. We went swimming. I watched a ton of basketball over the weekend, and the Pink concert was honestly, and I've been to a lot of concerts because I'm old, and I've worked in radio a long time, and I honestly can tell you I think Pink is the greatest concert I've ever been to.
True story.
Is that right?
We stayed till the encore, and this one still had to get up the next morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I got 2 hours of sleep, but it was well worth it. Mm-hmm. It's like part Broadway show, part concert, part I don't even know. She's
feeling
incredible.
Very bad about me not working out.
You're watching her fly in the air, and you're thinking, you're a mother, and you're just flying through the air. It's amazing.
While singing. It's
in heels.
So that, all of that was incredible. That was our little, my Kansas City staycation spring break.
Well, I don't know. So then who had the worst? I mean, it sounds like nobody had a bad one per se.
Yeah, Brian, you don't even compare because were on the set of a CBS show. You were hanging out with Judd Hirsch and Katie Sagal.
Idol of Katie Sagal's Pigs in a Blanket.
Be proud of that.
Went to Universal. You were living the life.
Start putting that on your resume.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, Joey, I hate to pick on you, but I feel like
you did work a lot.
You worked.
Yeah, I did work 14 hours on Saturday, so yeah.
No.
I kind of kept that one a little secreter.
I give Joey the win here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Well, that means Amy in Grandview is the big winner of the Hobby Lobby gift card. So there we go.
Amy, what do you think you'll spend $25 on at Hobby Lobby?
Oh, like 5 kinds of candles.
Yes.
I love candles. I'm with you. All right, hang on. We're going to get all your info to make sure you get hooked up with that, all right?
Thank you.
All right, good job, Amy.
Joey, your lame weekend translates into someone else's good time, and that is what matters.
That's important.
Yeah, there we go. All right, good job, everybody. We'll come up. We'll do entertainment news on the way here on the show. What you got story-wise over there?
We're talking big movies, and Shaylee, one of your favorites from Nickelodeon, is coming back.
Oh, my.
One of her favorites, one of my favorites. Who are you kidding?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Tony and Emmy Award-winning actress Glenn Close is 71. From Die Hard, Moonlighting, and all sorts of other good stuff, actor Bruce Willis is 63. And yesterday, singer Adam Levine of Maroon 5 turned 39. Shaylee, your Fifth Harmony?
Yeah.
Going on hiatus.
What?
The group members announced the news via Twitter this morning. The group members attributed the hiatus to their desires to pursue, quote, solo endeavors.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I know what that means.
They're never coming back again.
That hurts.
I love the sweet look on her face. Like the reality just hit. I'm not going to get more Fifth Harmony. It's over. It's happening.
I really like them.
Do we care about that?
I had a shot to replace Camilla. Okay, no, I didn't, but I do like, they have one song that I like.
Is it the Work song? Do they sing the Work? You gotta do the Work.
Work from song? Home?
Maybe that one.
Yeah.
I like that
song. Gotta go to
you clearly do. You listen to it a lot.
My kids and I had it on, I don't know if it was a Kids Bop version or if we had the real one, but we used to listen to that in the car.
Oh, please tell me there's a Kids Bop version of that. Please.
Oh, my.
But they only had like 2 songs, right?
They did not. They had a lot.
3.
They did not.
3.5.
Obviously 5 and for one Fifth Harmony.
One was a remix.
Oh.
Black Panther, still number 1 in the U.S. and Canada. The Disney Marvel superhero flick earned an additional $27 million this weekend for a grand North American total of $605 million since its release 5 weeks ago. Black Panther also closing in on just over $1 billion in ticket sales worldwide. Coming in second, the debut of the new Lara Croft film, Tomb Raider, that sold $24 million worth of tickets in its first week. Clarissa Explains It All may be rebooted with original star Melissa Joan Hart. The Nickelodeon sitcom centered on 14-year-old Clarissa, who battled the everyday problems of a teenage girl. The reboot will have Melissa Joan Hart back as Clarissa, but this time around, she's going to be the mom.
Aww.
We all get older, don't we?
And now she's really explaining it all to her daughters. Is this the song?
This is it. I know this one.
What'd you do?
I was fast-forwarding it to the good part.
That's
I mean,
rude.
I don't know if there is such a thing as that, but...
Come on, look what you did.
It's the one
Well,
Fifth
I broke
Harmony.
It now. Yeah, whoops, my bad.
Now they're on hiatus. We will never know how that song ends.
Look, I'll send it to you if you're that concerned about it, okay?
Thank you.
Ooh, all right, good day. The next time for you to guess the grown-up Easter egg hunt is at 125.
Jackie Lucky has your next clue. If you missed the first one, it's on the KC1021 Facebook page.
And I guess we'll be back tomorrow at 6. Welcome back, everybody. Huh?
We'll see ya.
Guess I'm happy to be here.
You guess. From California to rain
it's
and cold.
Cold and rain. Woohoo.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.